Hello, knowledge seekers. In this episode of 20 Minute Books, we delve into Tiny Beautiful Things by Cheryl Strayed. This book is a poignant compilation of advice columns from Strayed's time as the once anonymous author, Dear Sugar, at the Rumpus. Through beautifully crafted letters, Strayed addresses the complexities of life, covering everything from personal struggles to profound joy and pain. Her empathetic voice offers not just advice, but deep, heartfelt wisdom that resonates with anyone seeking guidance through life's turbulent and often unpredictable journey. Cheryl Strayed, a New York Times best-selling author, has touched many with her other works, such as Wild, Torch, and Brave Enough. Tiny Beautiful Things stands as a testament to her ability to connect deeply with readers around the world through her compelling storytelling and compassionate insights. This book will appeal to a wide array of listeners, particularly those looking for life guidance, individuals facing personal hardships, and anyone in search of healing. Join us as we explore the transformative letters that compose Tiny Beautiful Things and discover why this book remains a cherished source of comfort and inspiration. Tiny Beautiful Things, Advice on Love and Life from Dear Sugar. Introduction, Navigating Life's Tough Questions with Cheryl. Strayed life can often throw us into a tumultuous sea of questions with barely any lifelines to cling to for answers. And when it feels like the weight of those unanswered questions is becoming too much to bear, where do you turn? You might find yourself reaching for a self-help book, hoping for a neatly packaged solution. But not all wisdom fits into neat boxes. Enter Tiny Beautiful Things by Cheryl Strayed, a mosaic of advice column entries transformed into a poignant narrative. This book isn't your usual advice dispenser. Instead, it's a deep dive into the complex, messy business of living. Strayed, under the pseudonym Sugar, offers guidance not from the pedestal of a know-it-all, but from the trenches of her very human experiences. This book shines in revealing how to extract the beauty from not just the joys of life, but also its trials. It's about finding clarity through forgiveness, resilience through pain, and ultimately, beauty in the tiny moments. Strayed's writing encourages readers to embrace life with all its imperfections, and to see the transformative power of facing life's complexities with compassion and courage. As we traverse through Tiny Beautiful Things, we'll explore these themes more closely, understanding how to forgive, accept, and love deeply, starting with ourselves. Here, the struggle isn't shunned, but embraced, decoded not through simple solutions, but through powerful stories that align closer to the human heart than a traditional how-to manual ever could. So let's continue, letting Strayed's honest and thought-provoking prose guide us through the essential lessons tucked in life's corners. Part 1. Embracing the Inevitable. Life, Death, and Acceptance. The interplay between life and death encapsulates some of the most profound questions we grapple with as humans. While many ponder the specifics, the when, how, and pain of it all, Cheryl Strayed delves into the more substantial questions that punctuate our existence, full of the raw threads of pain, beauty, and human resilience. Her advice weaves through themes of depression and grief, territories where many find themselves lost and isolated. In our journey through life, moments of deep sadness or loss can often make us retreat inwards, shielding our most vulnerable selves from the world. Strayed advocates for a different approach, openness. Through her compassionate counsel, she encourages us to share our burdens, to vocalize the not-okayness, thereby starting the process of healing. Consider the poignant struggle of a grieving father, haunted by the death of his son at the hands of a drunk driver, his mind a whirlpool of regret and what-ifs. Strayed's words to him, and to all who have faced loss, are steeped in the reality of grief's grip, but also in the possibility of moving forward. Moving on doesn't mean forgetting. It means allowing yourself to find healing, to acknowledge the pain, while also cherishing memories and continuing life's journey. This concept of ongoing healing resonates with another of Strayed's correspondents, Scared of the Future, a woman overshadowed by the fear of cancer, a prevalent shadow in her family history. Her life is throttled by the anxiety of a potential diagnosis, making the uncertainty of the future a paralyzing fear. Yet in this fear, she confronts a universal truth: none of our futures are guaranteed, illness or no illness. Strayed's counsel is a reminder of the delicate balance between acknowledging our fears and not letting them consume us. We ought to live fully in the present while accepting the unknowns of tomorrow. This acceptance doesn't come easily. It entails embracing a level of vulnerability and acknowledging that while life is undeniably fragile, it is also filled with moments worth living for. Both the grieving father and the anxious woman are navigating their paths towards acceptance. For the father, it's about accepting that his life must go on even in the absence of his son, and for the anxious woman, it's understanding that fear should not dictate her life choices or cloud her enjoyment of the present. Strayed's reflections serve as a gentle guide through these turbulent emotions. By advocating for acceptance of life's unpredictability, of death as an inevitable counterpart to life, and of our own emotional landscapes, she not only offers a roadmap for those lost in grief or fear, but also illuminates the path towards a more peaceful acceptance of whatever life may bring. In essence, her advice distills complex human emotions and situations into a fundamental truth: acceptance is not passive resignation, but an active engagement with life, fostering a space where healing begins and life is embraced, moment by precious moment. Part 2: Discovering Love Through Personal Growth and Acceptance. Life's journey is profoundly marked by our quest for self-discovery, understanding our place in the world, and navigating our interactions with others. Central to this exploration is the concept of love, a force so dynamic and complex that it often demands we confront our deepest fears and greatest hopes. Cheryl Strayed's insights in Tiny Beautiful Things delve into the intricacies of love, highlighting how our personal realizations influence our romantic paths. The struggle between expectation and reality is a recurring theme in our lives, leading us to impose undue pressures on ourselves and those we care for. Strayed emphasizes the importance of discerning what we can control, our decisions and reactions, from what we cannot, which includes the actions and feelings of others. Consider decision-making in the realm of love, which can be daunting and fraught with complication. Strayed counsels against seeking the path of least resistance, as the easier choices often lead to the less rewarding outcomes. Love requires courage, the strength to confront difficult truths, and the resolve to act upon them. This journey is poignantly illustrated through the experiences of individuals who have reached out to Strayed for guidance. One tale involves a man whose perception of love was tainted by a failed marriage, making him hesitant to embrace a new relationship wholeheartedly. His challenge lay in recognizing that his past experiences should inform, not inhibit, his capacity to love again. Another narrative features a woman grappling with a significant age difference with her husband, as she contemplates pursuing personal aspirations that may lead her away from her spouse. Strayed illuminates a profound truth: it is possible to love deeply yet choose a different path for oneself. This realization is vital, helping individuals embrace personal growth without losing compassion for those they love. Strayed also addresses the struggles of a young man with a rare blood disorder and physical deformities, who doubts his ability to find love. Drawing from the story of a friend who experienced severe burns, Strayed illustrates how true connection transcends physical appearances. She reassures him that while some may focus on surface attributes, there will be those who will see and cherish his true self. These stories underscore a critical lesson about love. It can be both bound and unbound, filled with conditions or offered freely. The challenge for each person is to navigate these complexities with both heart and insight, allowing personal realizations to guide their ways of loving and living. Strayed's counsel encourages us to confront our fears, embrace our individual journeys, and trust in our ability to make decisions that align with our deepest truths. Love, as Strayed portrays, is not just about finding someone to share our life with, but also about finding ourselves in the process. It's about the courage to confront who we are and what we truly want, and the wisdom to know how our decisions impact our emotional and relational well-being. In the mosaic of life and love, each step of acceptance and realization brings us closer to our most authentic selves, enabling us to give and receive love in its richest forms. Part 3: The Delicate Dance of Forgiveness. Forgiveness is a profound yet challenging journey that weaves intricately through our lives, compelling us to confront emotions of hurt, betrayal, and sometimes healing. Cheryl Strayed, in Tiny Beautiful Things, explores the nuanced terrains of forgiveness, forgiving oneself, forgiving others, and the humble act of seeking forgiveness. Strayed's readers often find themselves at a crossroads, questioning whether to extend forgiveness to someone else, a dilemma that frequently emerges in the delicate dynamics of familial relationships. One poignant story involves a woman whose father left her mother for a younger woman. His actions shattered her image of him, stirring feelings of betrayal and abandonment. In this narrative, Strayed doesn't push for immediate forgiveness, but rather encourages the daughter to seek understanding by initiating dialogue with her father. This story underscores an essential facet of forgiveness. It often starts with a conversation, a willingness to listen to the other side of the story. However, Strayed clearly delineates that forgiveness is not always the appropriate or necessary path. Another woman grapples with whether to invite her strategically absent and hurtful father to her wedding. The conflict between her emotional truth and her fiancé's expectations highlights a scenario where forgiveness may not serve her best interests. Here, Strayed stresses the importance of self-prioritization and the need to set clear personal boundaries. The woman's journey toward deciding about her father's invitation to her wedding brings to light the importance of self-care and emotional integrity in the process of forgiveness. These narratives, while distinct, share a common thread: the path to forgiveness, whether pursued or not, is deeply personal and requires profound self-awareness and reflection. Strayed's advice consistently reflects a deep respect for the individual's emotional landscape and their right to choose their own path in dealing with pain and betrayal. Acknowledging the complexities of human relationships, Strayed encourages her readers to conduct a careful self-inventory of their feelings, needs, and boundaries. It's about recognizing when forgiveness can lead to personal growth versus when it might only reopen old wounds. This careful evaluation involves understanding not only one's emotions, but also considering the broader implications of forgiving or withholding forgiveness. Ultimately, the insight into forgiveness that Strayed offers teaches us that the process is less about the other person and more about one's peace of mind and emotional freedom. It's about making choices that align with one's values, self-respect, and the pursuit of personal healing. In Strayed's vision, forgiveness can be transformative, but only when it emerges from a place of genuine self-understanding and compassion, both for oneself and for others. In these stories of tangled relationships and conflicting emotions, Strayed acts not just as a guide to forgiveness, but as a reminder of its power to redefine our lives, if and when we choose it consciously and with a full heart. Part 4: The Power of Resilience in Navigating Life's Challenges. Resilience, the quiet strength that propels us forward through adversity, is a recurring theme in Cheryl Strayed's Dear Sugar column. Each letter she received Each story shared echoes a profound spirit of endurance and perseverance. It is this resilience that underscores the ability of individuals to rise above their circumstances, no matter how dire. Imagine the countless instances when life seems to continually knock you down, leaving you questioning your ability to stand up once again. Yet each day you manage to face is a testament to your resilience. It's a powerful reminder that despite the obstacles, there's a force within you capable of pushing through the barriers. Consider the story of a transgender male who reached out to Strayed. Amidst his journey of transition, he faced heartbreaking rejection from his own parents, a scenario fraught with emotional turmoil and pain. Despite the harsh words and lack of support, he embodied resilience by relocating to build a new life for himself. Surrounded by a supportive community and thriving in a fulfilling job, he found a space where he could truly be himself. His resilience not only helped him to navigate his transition, but also to create a life defined by his own standards of happiness and fulfillment. Years later, when his parents reached out to reconcile, Strayed encouraged him to consider forgiveness. This aspect of his journey ties beautifully into the interconnected themes of forgiveness, realization, and acceptance. It highlights how resilience is often fortified by our capacity to forgive and accept, not just the circumstances we encounter, but the people who shape them, including ourselves. Strayed's reflections on resilience go beyond individual stories. They serve as a universal call to recognize our inner strength and to harness it, not just to survive, but to thrive. Resilience isn't merely about bouncing back. It's about growing, learning, and evolving from our experiences. It's about forging paths that lead us closer to authenticity and peace, even when the road is rough and the obstacles seem insurmountable. In every letter of courage and in every story of struggle, Strayed's readers find a mirror reflecting their own resilient spirits. Through these shared experiences, Strayed not only offers guidance, but also celebrates the indomitable resilience that resides within each of us, waiting to be acknowledged and embraced. As we explore the narratives woven through Strayed's column, we're invited to reflect on our own journeys of resilience. Each step forward, no matter how small, is a bridge to a future where we are not defined by our past hardships, but by how we've chosen to overcome them. In this light, resilience is not just a response to life's challenges, it is a celebrato. Final summary. Life's complexity is filled with various obstacles and trials, which can often seem daunting. However, as we navigate through these challenges, it's crucial to recognize and appreciate the tiny, beautiful elements that enrich our existence. Cheryl Strayed, through her compelling narration in Tiny Beautiful Things, invites us to explore these themes deeply. Love, acceptance, forgiveness, and resilience. In this journey, Strayed illuminates the path by sharing heartfelt stories and advice, which underscore the importance of embracing all aspects of life, even those that cause pain or discomfort. Each anecdote and piece of advice serves as a reminder that while we may encounter difficulties, there is always a way to persevere and find meaning. Love is portrayed not just as a feeling, but as a catalyst for self-discovery and personal growth. Acceptance is highlighted as a necessary step towards healing and moving forward, whether it's accepting life's unpredictable nature or reconciling with aspects of our past that have shaped who we are. Forgiveness, a recurring motif in Strayed's narratives, is depicted as a powerful tool for overcoming grievances and nurturing more profound connections with others and with ourselves. Moreover, resilience emerges as the thread connecting all these themes, symbolizing the human spirit's strength and its capacity to withstand life's storms. Strayed's compassionate guidance encourages us to face our fears, embrace our vulnerabilities, and continue moving forward, fortified by the lessons we've learned. As we conclude this exploration of Strayed's wisdom, we are reminded that the beauty of life lies not only in its moments of joy and triumph, but also in its complexities and challenges. By learning to love deeply, forgive freely, and accept bravely, we pave the way to a life marked not by the avoidance of hardship, but by the embrace of all experiences, transforming them into sources of strength and enlightenment. Thank you for joining me today on this journey of learning and discovery as we explored the insights of another thought-provoking book in our growing library of knowledge. If you've enjoyed our time together, please take a moment to follow our podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and share 20-minute books with other knowledge seekers. Your support truly means a lot. Don't forget to join me again in the next episode, where we will delve into another enriching book. Until then, happy reading and happy listening.